Good morning, Rabbi Say. So, as a preparation for Hanukkah, after we learned last week, the halachas of the bracha, the first bracha that we have in Hanukkah, the bracha of the Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah, this week we'll go into the next two brachas. And, Baruch Hashem, I think came out a very gishmak ashir to understand the uniqueness and the differences that these two brachas have. So let's dive straight into the sugya. The Gemara on Shabbos, we're starting at number 1 on the page on the right side. By the way, we're not going to be going exactly in order today of the numbers, but at least we'll find the numbers easily on the page because we have them. The Gemara says in Shabbos, you light near Chanukah, you have to do a bracha. So we spoke about it a little bit this year, we spoke about it in previous years. The idea of a roi is someone who does not light candles, and just sees candles, he does a bracha too. The first day, the roi does only 2 brachas, and the one who lights candles does 3 brachas. Tonight, Beis Hashem, we'll all do 3 brachas. From after the first day, the madlik does 2 brachas, and the one who sees is only 1 bracha. Which bracha is being omitted after the first day? My might. So it's like more than my man. Take it away, shechion. So more of an with nace. Why don't you take away the nace? And it's like more nace call yoyime isin. Nace is for every day. Every day you have a nace. Now, what does it mean? So look at Rashi. If your Rashi says, my might, we'll see the focus on the last part of Rashi. Which one he takes away? Says Rashi. Every day there was a miracle of Adlokas Ner of the Pach. So Rashi says the difference between the bracha of Zman and the bracha of Neis. Meaning the bracha we have 3 brachas. The first bracha is La'adik Ner Shel Chanukah. Obviously you're saying Adloka for lighting the candles of Hanukkah. Then you have 2 other brachas. One bracha is, Sha'asa nisi la'avisei and b'yumim ezban hazeh. He did miracles to our fathers, to our forefathers, in those days. Then you have another bracha. Another bracha is, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu ezban hazeh. Kesh Baruch Hu gave us life, and he brought us to this moment. So the Gemara is really asking the questions. What's the difference between the second and third bracha? Why would the second bracha be every day, while the third bracha is only the first night, only tonight? That's the question of the Gemara. So it says Rashi. Rashi says, what's the difference? He says, the nace is every day they had an ace. They had a miracle every night. Because every night they were able to light from the oil. Again, you know, not going into the question of the Beis Yosef, what about the first day? Let's leave that aside. But the fact that they were able to light from this Pach Shemen for 8 days, that's the nace. Every day there was an ace. You have to say nace every day. Shankin, this man, what is this man? The Kishmuk brought us to this time. The minute we got to the beginning of the time, we got to the time. That's what Rashi says. He doesn't explain further the differences. If you look,
that's always the Shachianu, was always
the beginning of the time, right? So you could have said every day, we cut another date. No, says Rashi, no, you got the beginning of the time. If you look at the Bach in number 7,
so you're saying all the Nisim are related to each other, which is why you didn't say Shachianu.
The fact, no, the opposite, because the nace every day is different, it's a separate nace. I say a bracha of every day.
No, but it didn't.
But the fact that you reach the beginning of the time gives you the shechianu. We reach this time. What does that mean exactly? Let's say a little bit of Bach in number 7. We'll start this. We have Yalav Bach, but we're going to, right now, we're just looking at the first part. In the first part, there's a Dibur Ba'atchil starting with Iko. You see right there in the middle. Number 7. The word v'ika is bolded. It says that v'ika the meidak ma'ishno de aniso v'erch l'yoyimu shechiyonu v'erch l'chadjim. He asked the question, we're the Gemara. Why do you say shechiyonu only once, and shehasanisi we do every day? V'reisi ba'ago shekosof, the Bach answers, ta'anesaya b'chol la'al misupuk ha'shemen. What Rashi says, the miracle is every day. Ava shechiyonu ha'levar b'chol la'al ava pi shechol la'al nischad ha'shenes. Shechiyonu every night is a new nes. So you should say, you brought me to this day. So the Bach says something which is not so clear, the first thing he says. He says, we said, Shechiyonu, we got to this time, we have the oil. So we're saying we reached this moment that we have special oil. Now, the fact that every day the oil does a nes, that's another thing. So we're saying nes for every day that it does. But the fact that we're able to reach the time of the nes, we do it only once. Again, not so clear what does exactly mean. But let's focus on a second one. Vodish Lemar. The biggest shiur gun we bore simchas libois shel odom shegia lezman adlokas ner chanukah. Shechiyanu is, thank you Hashem for bringing us to this moment. I'm able to do the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Veshem adlokas ner is echadu. Adlokas ner is all 8 days in one thing. I'm doing the mitzvah of Hanukkah every day. These days are doing the mitzvah of Hanukkah. It's going to be one big mitzvah that I'm doing. Vetu de kol chedim Hanukkah chad yom chashiv. All one long day. So what the Bach here is differentiating in is that the Zman is one Zman. We reach Hanukkah. Thank you, Hashem, for reaching Hanukkah. That's what Shechianu is. Neis is thank you, Hashem, for the miracle. Every night is a different miracle. If you look at the Taz number 9, which is right next to the Bach, he quotes Rashi. It's interesting the Bach is not quoting Rashi, even though Rashi is referring to this. But the Taz reads Rashi. Shari kol shwoyne idliku min ha-Bach, ha-Zman shigia etcha ha-Zman higiyonu. He says the Taz, Pirush Dvarav, she an zman anu mevorachim lo yizborach, she noson un chiyus at zman she naso voy neis, she aynu she noson un chiyus she notmim alo over. Taz brings a more construct, a stronger difference between the between neis and shos neisim. He says, neis, what are you saying? Thank you, Hashem, for letting me to live a full year to reach this moment again. That's what he's saying. He's talking about the fact that you live for a full year. That another year since last Hanukkah passed. We're saying, thank you, Hashem, for giving us another opportunity to celebrate Hanukkah. It's similar to what the Bach says in the end. We're talking about Hanukkah, right? The Bach says Bach is one time. The Taz is emphasizing the point even more. The Shechianu is, Hashem, you let us live for a full year since last Hanukkah to this Hanukkah. And we're able to come and celebrate Hanukkah again. Thank you, Hashem.
Is that what Shekhinah always means?
That's what Taz holds. The Shekhinah is always, we reach that moment again.
But doesn't mean anything
about Shosanism. Obviously, he's coming to explain Rashi. Shosanism is every day, he had a nes. Shosanism is, thank you, Hashem, for the nes. Today's a nes, tomorrow's a nes, another nes. Shekhinah is, we reach this time. The Taz, it was more. We reach this time after a full year that we didn't have this time. So that's why this is the difference between Shekhinah and Shosanism. So this, we'll keep this around, we'll get back to this Beis Hashem soon. But it comes out from this thing that there's a difference between Shosanism and Shechianu. Shechianu is really the fact that we're saying, thank you Hashem for allowing us to come to Hanukkah. Shosanism is, thank you for the miracle. Right? That's the whole difference. So right away, we could come and discuss. Do you need to have, to say Shechianu, do you need to light candles? What is Shechianu saying? Thank you, Hashem, for letting us live a full year to get the time of Hanukkah. You're not saying thank you, Hashem, for the miracle. So one could say, maybe Shechianu is that I can do the mitzvah of Hanukkah. That's really the Bach says to do that. But according to the Taz, telling Ruchius, Adzman Shinasa Bonez. Thank you for bringing us to this time. So do you have to say the bracha? Can you say the bracha without lighting candles?
Yes.
So obviously the halacha is you can't. I mean, meaning what you can't. You're supposed to put the neis, the yosanisim, to get shechianu together with the main way to do it. L'chatchila to do it is with the ma'isa mitzvah. And this is really a gemara in Eruvin. We're going now to number 3 in the right side of the page. The gemara in Eruvin is speaking about doing shechianu during the moyadim. The gemara starts. The gemara says, Ibailon, Mao Loimer Zman Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Can you say Zman? Do you say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Kavan Mizman Lizman Asi, because it comes once a year, similar to the Taz, I'm Rinon. It's not a regal. Do you say Shechianu now? The Gemara has a very long discussion. I just brought parts of it. And the Gemara brings a whole thing. And the Gemara says, let's just see a few lines over there. The Gemara brings the he says, you have a 7 day and an 8 day. Leave that alone. 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot. So it says here that you're equating Pesach, Sukkot, Shuas, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur together. Says the Gemara, my love is man for Shechianu. Says the Gemara, Loi Levracha. We're talking about the bracha. You do a bracha of Kiddush. So Gemara Achanan Mistabri, the second of the Zman, Zman Kol Shiva Mikra, you don't say Zman every day of Sukkot. You say Shechianu only once. So first of all, the Gemara says, I'll tell you what happens if a person forgot to say Shechianu on the first day of Sukkot? He can say the second day of Sukkot. What happens if he forgot the second day of Sukkot? The third day, he can say until the seventh day. So that's what it means, you have 7 days. Says the Gemara, Mikol Kol Bein and Kois, you need to have a cup. So you have to do Kiddush on the cups. What do you mean? The Gemara understands, in the beginning of the Gemara, that the second day of Sukkot, let's say the third, for our second day is Yom Tov. Third day of Sukkot, you don't have a Kois. You're not doing Kiddush. Says the Gemara, Leim HaSeh Alev Nachan, Dor Rav Nachan, Zman, Oyim Rav Filip Bashuk. You see what Rav Nachman says, you could do Shechianu, even, you don't have to be in a Kois, you could just be in the market, and say Shechianu. Says the Gemara, at the beginning of the Kasha, Deik Lele Kois. You have a cup, you have Kiddush. I mean, not Kiddush, but you have cup. You say, Bar Pri HaGof, and Shechianu. Says the Gemara, Ati Nech, it says, Shoshana, Yom Shoshana, Yom Kippur, Yom Echiyovi. What do you do with Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, there's no Kois. How can you do it? It's the Gemara because the whole problem. It's the Gemara concludes and then go the next part of the Gemara. V'hilchasa oyim zman v'rashana uviyom kippur. V'hilchasa zman oyim rafil b'shuk. The last two lines of the Gemara. This Gemara that we learned in Eruvin. Zman oyim rafil b'shuk. What is the maskar of the Gemara? Really, shechianu, you don't have to do an akoyis. You could do a vil b'shuk. You could do it anywhere. Now we rabbanu mitaken to connect it to the koyis. Like we do Kiddush. By the way, like we do Kiddush. Kiddush, you have to do Mikadash Shabbos. You do on the Kois. Right? We spoke about it also 2 weeks ago regarding Mikadash Shabbos. You really yaitse when you do it in davening. That's what happens in Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, when you say Mikadash Yisrael V'Yom Kippurim, so you're talking about, that's the Kiddush. You don't have to do on the Kois. Shechianu is the same thing. Shechianu you could do even in the Shuk.
So you see, maybe a Shechianu when Yom Kippur than anything.
You do Shechianu, right? We do it. Shechianu. Of course. Okay, that's Allah. That's what comes to Maskara. Yeah, so they have to talk about seeing the candles. But not what happens if you have no candles? I'll talk about no candles at all. So seeing, we see a Birkas Haray. But here comes the one you say, you have Shechianu even when you were Bishuk. Now, if you look at the... Okay, so when do you... What do you mean? You're doing after you Mikadosh Deyayim. You Kabbal Yom Kippur and you say it. We say it after Kol Nidre. You Kabbal Deyayim and do it, right? So you see from here, you don't have to do it. Yeah, because that's a Shechianu on building a sukkah. That's something else. That's a different discussion. There's not Shechianu on the Zman, there's Shechianu on the fact that you build a sukkah. It's a different, that's another thing. If you look over here, number 5 in the Torah says, Hamadlik Belel Rishon, this is Simen Tafir Shayin Vof, Echaz Bruchas of Chanukah, Hamadlik Belel Rishon, light the first night, Nevoch Shalosh Bruchas. So he says the three brachas. Says the Torah. What happens? He didn't do bracha the first night. You do the second night or later, like Sukkot, like Pesach. You forget Shechianu on the first day. What do? You do it later. Chiyanuk the same thing. You didn't do Shechianu on the first day. You could do it later. Says the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef brings number 6. So he brings this idea, and he brings the raya from our Gemara. That's what he started. You know, he could do other days. He brings the raya. That's the first part of the Beis Yosef. The second part comes to what we want to talk about right now. So the Beis Yosef, Matzasi, Kosu, B'tshuva, Ashkenazis, Haroye, Shibir, Zman, Berlil, Rishoyim, Vilo, Hidlik, someone did Shechianu. He was a roye. He saw the candles. He did Shechianu. He didn't light the candles. U'Berlil, Shenu, Shlishi, Bola, Adlik, Einu, Choyzer, Mavor, Zman. You don't do because Zman. Beis Yosef connects that Gemara to here. And the Gemara says, the same way the Gemara tells us regarding Sukkot, regarding Pesach, that you could do Shechianu, even on what? Even on, you could do Bashuk, doesn't have to be a Lakos. So similarly, Bechanuka, you don't have to do it on candles. I mean, you do it, he speaks about a riot, but he connects the two Gemaras. And from here, the Mashmos says that you see the Chur Pashut from here, from the Mashmos of this Beis Yosef, that Shechianu you do, even if you don't, if someone does not have candles, someone is stuck, has no candles, can he say Shechianu? So the Chur from this Beis Yosef comes out that he could. Shechianu, the Chur comes out that he could. Oh, so that's what we want to get to. Shechianu is what happens with Shasanis. So, but right, before we get to there, you see this idea. that you could do it. Look at the Bach, the beginning of the Bach. Go back to number 7, and look at the first part of the Bach. Right away, read number 7 on the top. He brings my response, because of the Torah, that the Torah is going to be the Shani, and the Torah is going to be the says the Bach, upashutu. Something pasha. Me de abi a roy pri chodesh. He saw a new fruit. Huber shechion bimi or the shuvin tzor levar shazachila. You know, you could do shechion just by seeing the fruit. That's what we do in Rosh Hashanah when we say Kiddush. We have shechion, we have mind in the fruit. El shinogo of tia chazachila, the days was going to kaima, and nami's man, I'm a fluba shuk. They ain't circle of zom well a kois. You don't have to do in a cup. You can do it all. We get to the issue in a second. So again, the Bishayim and the Bach, they do not say that if you didn't have candles at all, you say it. They talked about a Roye, someone who sees it. But they are equating this to the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about a case you have nothing. So Bechura, the same idea will come over here, that Shechiyanu doesn't have to be on the Neiros. And therefore, you could say it. They're speaking about a roye, but lechora will imply from that even if a person does not have candles at all, he could say shechiyanu lechora. And we'll get back to this idea in a second. But that's what it seems like the Bishayis of the Bach are implying. You could say shechiyanu even if you do not have candles. In a case that a person has no candles at all, you could say shechiyanu or not. Now, this will be a shaila, interesting shaila. What happens if a person does not have candles in the first night, but he knows in the second night he will have candles? Should he say shechiyanu the first night without the candles? Or wait to say the second night. The mashmos here for the Bishayis of the Bach is to wait to the second night. I mean, you can argue, because they say, if you didn't do the first night, do the second night. Because the Ikainian is to put it all the kais, to put it all in there. So you want to do all the nair, so maybe wait the second night. But it's not 100% clear. Not 100% clear, that's something to check. But this is the first part you see regarding Sheikh Yonah. Now let's focus on Shosanis.
And if your wife
likes
you in the first night?
Oh! That's going to be connected to that. So here, by the way, the Bach adds, even if she did the first night, half a shechiyanu. That will work for the other things, half a shechiyanu. If you look at the end of that Bach, you saw, shechiyanu is still to say?
So then everyone in your family should say
shechiyanu
tonight?
Because
you're
being... No, so if you're next to them, everybody's together in the same room, so you're yoytzal shlichus. You hear somebody else, you say, oh man, it's okay. But if you didn't hear it all, says the Bach, have to say shechiyanu. 100%.
Why doesn't it work in
Ishtu Kegubi? Doesn't work. It works not for Shechiyanu. Ishtu Kegubi doesn't work. That she can do for you. Can your wife put you for your tefillin?
No. But is that a gav? I thought that's what I can miss.
No, so now it's Shlichus. She says the Bach, not for Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu, you have to do it. Doesn't help.
Even though she lights,
works for lighting. But not for Shechiyanu. It's a good point what you're saying. Well, in the limited time that we have, let's leave that aside. It's a good point. Okay, let's go now a second to go back to Shosanism. We'll get back to Shechiyanu and we'll get to the end of the shiur. What about Shosanism? So in order to go into the Shosanism, I want to go first to go back to what we learned 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we mentioned the sugya. And the sugya was, what happens if your wife lights for you at home? Do you still have a chiyuv to light or not? If you remember, we attached that. The shiur 2 weeks ago was, We really didn't focus on that so much. It was more the concept. There was a machlaikis, as we'll see in a second. Can you do it or not? Can you do a bracha? Just have in mind not to be yaitz with your wife. That's what we focused on. I don't want to be yaitz with my wife. There's a work or not work. We said it's a machlaikis and not chayim. But we're talking about now this idea. Where does this come from? So let's go back. The Shulchan Aruch told us, if you look at Sif Gimel in Shulchan Aruch number 8, the Shulchan Aruch already brings the halachas. You know, let's start with Sif Aleph, just to go through the halachas. Hamadik b'leil rishon mevorach shlosh brachos, lahadik ner chanuka, shosh nisim, shechiyanu. If you learn b'chol zman b'leil rishon mevorach b'lesheni or kishiyisko, we don't remember, you do a different night, if you remember. B'leil rishon mevorach b'leil shtayim, from the second night on, you don't do 3 brachos, you do only 2 brachos, lahadik shosh nisim. And the Ramah says, mevorach b'leil shkodim shiat, lahadik, you should say before you start that halacha. We have a different minhag in that. We'll leave that aside for now. Sif Gimel Shulchan Aruch. Mishelo Yidlik Veino Osed Ladik Bo Yisrael Laila. He didn't light. And he's not going to light. And here it comes the crucial words that we learned 2 weeks ago. Ve'gam En Madlikim Olo B'toich Beiso. And also, nobody's lighting for him in his house. Kesheroi Nechavakam Vok Shosanissim. He does Shosanissim. V'lel Mishu Vok Gam Shechiyonu. V'imachak V'lel Shere Shtish B'lel Adik Eino Chozor Vok Shechiyonu. He's Yoyitz Shechiyonu. That's the Shechiyonu that we just mentioned now. So here the Shulchan Aruch says the point that what? That you need to have nobody lighting your house. In other words, if the wife is lighting in the house, he doesn't do any brachas. Because the wife's wife in the house. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So right away, then we'll get around points out that we have machlokes with sharing this concept. And if we're going to go, we'll skip now to number 11 on the bottom on the page, bottom right. The Shulchan Aruch and Simut Tafei Shayin Zayin, that's what we learned 2 weeks ago, says otherwise. Well, it says differently. Before you understand, he's contradicting himself. Because what did he say to Tafei Shayin Zayin? Even though they're lighting on him in his house, if he has nobody else, he doesn't see, he should do, he has the light. When it says there are you have to see. The Shulchan Aruch that we just looked at for Shein Vav is saying that if they're lying for him in his house, he has no chiyuv to see the neighbors. No obligation. Because his wife is might see him. Only if he doesn't have his wife at home, then he has obligation to see. But for the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's not exactly the same concept, but we're going to go the way that Achronim learn, is he saying, even though they're lying in at home, and if he cannot see, he has to make sure to see. How can he see? He has to light candles. Mashal be here, even lying at home, he still has a chiyuv to do it himself. Says the Goyen, the Bureau of Goyen, number 12, Yeshaya Abapi, says Mordechai, v'hu choylik ha-mashikosu leil b'simut ha-fishay, v'hu v'siv gibo. This is arguing, says the Goyen. This is arguing, meaning these two Shulchan Aruch are contradicting themselves. Shulchan Aruch Tafisha involves, he's telling us that if they lied for you at home, you are done. And Tafisha in Zayin is saying that even though they lied you at home, you still have a chil to see the candles and to do the two brachas, Shosar is a Shechion. He says, so go. You can't say Shein Osadik because you're telling him to be Matlik. Yeah, so life, you can't say. Okay, but you see, right, there is a sub-chiluk over here, but the Machronim learn the Shonoch is the two shittas over here, and the Shonoch is taking these two shittas together. That's what the Mogen Avraham points out in number 10. If you look at number 10, the Mogen Avraham says, Eim adikim olav, v'mashal, plasak da'al b'shidik, v'lo tzach levarach. Even though he did for him, he still does the bracha. Then he skipped two lines, u'mikolokom nearly solik brachas lak, and that's what we focused on 2 weeks ago, but don't do a bracha if you're not sure. It says the Mogen Avraham v'chen mashma b'toisves sukkah, and he goes through the toisves. And to understand what he wants to bring the sukkah, really let's see the toisves inside. And we have to understand what the Mogen Avraham wants to bring a rayo for the toisves in sukkah. The toisves in sukkah number 4, on the right side of the page towards the bottom, brings the following question. It says toisves only in Hanukkah we find that someone doesn't light candles. If he sees the candles, he does brachas. We don't find any other brachas. We don't find any other mitzvahs. Says Taisus, why? Look at Taisus. However, in the Shechag to Ravah, says Taisus, "B'shar mitzvahs kigun alula v'suko le'tiknu levorach leroy ele gabe ner Chanukah." Why? Taisus asks a very simple question. On the mitzvah, when you have Chanukah, if you don't light the candles, you have a special mitzvah to say a bracha to look at candles. So why don't you say on Sukkah? When a person sees a sukkah, he should do a bracha. So Tosfos answers a few answers. Number one, Tosfos says, "Mishu chaviv usanes." We're so happy celebrating the nays of Chanukah; it gives a bigger chashivas. One, two, v'gam mishu sheish kama bnei odum shein leim batim ve'ein biyodom lekayim mitzvah. Says, "I'll tell you why. In Chanukah, some people can't do the mitzvah. So what are they going to be? They're going to be excluded from this mitzvah. Give them a bracha." But sukkah, everybody can do a sukkah. That's what he says. Interesting. Says today's v'tam risho in nicho. D'loy tik shile mezuzah. Says, what's that? Well, according to that, what about mezuzah? If you say some people are homeless, they don't have a house, therefore they give them a special bracha in order to do the bracha of mezuzah, Chanukah. What about mezuzah? Mezuzah is also only when you have a house. Say, I don't have a house. Any person, you should have a special bracha. This person who is homeless, he sees a mezuzah, he says a bracha. The third answer to this is, you can't do a bracha, you're not making a new bracha, not establishing, not creating, not inventing a new bracha. If you have a bracha that already exists, and I could transfer it from the one who's lighting it to someone who just sees it, I can reuse it, and you do it. So when you're madlig na Chanukah, so you say, shasarisim, you know, that bracha shasarisim, you can go and do it also without lighting. But in Sukkah, what do you mevarach? Leisha b'sukkah. You're not saying in the Sukkah. Oh, let's create a new bracha. I'm not creating a new bracha. What?
How come he doesn't use
Pirsum? That's really the first answer. First answer is because Chavim was Anais. It goes together, Pirsum and Nisim. Now, what is the raya of the Mugen Avraham? The Worm says, I see from here a raya that if someone, if they light him at home, he should not do a bracha. He should not do a bracha by seeing, let's say he's traveling, his wife lights it at home, he shouldn't do a bracha. What's the raya from Tezis? So the Levush Yisra, number 15, says, the raya is like this. It's a technical raya. What is the second answer of Tezis? Some people don't have homes. They're homeless. But what happens if you have a home and your wife is lying to you at home? Mashiv Tezis, you shouldn't do a bracha. Because the only reason they established the bracha is because there's some people that are homeless and they have no way to do the mitzvah. So someone does have a home and his wife is lying for him, that he doesn't have that problem. So Mashua from Toys says they don't do a bracha in that case. That's what Levush Yisrael learns. So according to Levush Yisrael, this is really a technical thing. Toys brings his sword. I mean, according to the other two the answers of Toys, that Nase is different, that, you know, that you have a bracha to transfer, maybe you would be able to do a bracha for someone whose his wife is lighting him in home. But the second answer to it is, the only you give a bracha for someone who's homeless, if you have a home, you can't say it. So said Levush Yisrael, that's the rather Mugen Avraham. But the Machtzis HaShekel number 13, the Prima Godin number 14, they say differently. They say the raya from Tosis is from the question of Tosis. What's the question of Tosis? What's the difference between the Neiros Chanukah and Mitzvah of Sukkah? I want you guys to tell me, what do you think is the difference between Neiros Chanukah and Mitzvah of Sukkah? In B'Shal Sinisim. Forget what the Rais do about it. We don't say Shas Nisim. Oh, that's a different question. Why don't we say Shas Nisim? But the Chor, the answer is very simple.
There's no mitzvah to see.
No, the question is why? Why don't you have a mitzvah to see? Why by Chanukah they establish you have to see and do a bracha and hear that?
Of the
pe'ul of the mitzvah. With the Chor, the answer is very simple. By Chanukah, you're saying bracha on a nace. But you just say, even without candles, you should say bracha on a nace. For the fact that you're having a miracle. Sukkah, nothing broke on the nace. The question is, why nothing broke on the nace? That's a separate question. But what I'm doing in Hanukkah and Beis Sukkahs, I'm saying a broker that I'm sitting in the Sukkah. I'm not sitting in the Sukkah right now. If someone doesn't have a Sukkah, he's not sitting in the Sukkah. But on Hanukkah, I'm saying a broker. Now, it could be that's a little bit the third answer of thesis. But really, it says, what is even the question? I'm doing a broker the fact that I have a miracle. So when Shahasan Islam is saying, thank you, Hashem, for the great miracles that you did to our forefathers. So anybody can do it.
And whether you're doing some physical act now, commemorating it or not,
it should not make a difference.
Right.
So the Chora, why doesn't, that's what Tosh should say. Why the question even starts? Say the Prima God, the Machtzis HaShekel. That's the Raya of Mugen Avraham. Says the Mugen Avraham, you see from here what? That if you didn't light the candles of Hanukkah, you need to be actively doing a mitzvah in order for you to say the brachas. The fact that someone, right, in other words, what is Tosis saying? What is the Rav Tosis? Tosis is basically saying, you have to be involved in the mitzvah. It's really the lighting of the candles that takes all the brachas. If you don't light candles, you don't do brachas. But if you do light candles, you do brachas. So he basically says, if your wife is lighting for you at home, you are doing the mitzvah. Someone's doing it for you. In other words, I'm not doing the brachas separately from the mitzvah. The reason to argue would say, you're saying Shahasa Nisim Lavriseinu. Only, you're saying Shahasa Nisim regardless if you light candles or not. Says the Torah, says, no, that's not the reason. You're doing Shahasa Nisim only when you light candles. Shahasa Nisim is part of the mitzvah of lighting candles. I light candles and I say three brachas. I don't light candles, I don't say three brachas. It's all has to do with lighting. So here, did I light candles? I did not light candles, so my wife lit for me. I did light for me. I did light candles. So then if there's lighting candles, the bracha doesn't stand on its own, has to do with lighting. Look at the Machtzis HaShekel. Number 13, he brings, skip how he used Gravis in the Mugen Avraham, after the bold letters. Even the light for him, he starts to do bracha. First of all, you have to just do that logo. He has to say thank you to Hashem on the nes. So whatever the wife does, it's only to light the candles, but not the chiyuv that he has to say thank you to Hashem in the nes. What's the connection to the sukkah? The only chiyuv you have in sukkah is to sit in the sukkah. That's a chiyuv. You're not saying thank you to Hashem on the nes. That's what he says. Meaning, what the raya that you have, that the Mogen Avraham is bringing, is the raya to say that there's no other chiyuv. Look at the Bach that the Bach Tzvi is quoting. That's the last Bach. We didn't see it. So it's Gimel, the bottom of the page on the left. Oh, Shechion, right. Shechion is different. As we get out, Shal Sadisim only. We'll get back to Shechion in a second. So if you see them, I always give on the bottom, he brings a Madlikim, that's the discussion we had before. It's over there, ain't no such that Gishta Elo Beisoy, Dilaya Nosu Yavo Pisho, Ilech Baderech, ain't no Tzor Vach Lurie, don't do Broch Lurie, because Yishu will like us all of it. Tema, the Masha Likim Lobe Beis is the Bach, ain't about Liftor, so be Chiv, a Mutu, a Mamoino, a Tlatik Neres, a Fazer, a Rezba Rabin. You're a Chiv, you have. Aval, a Dola, a Nes, because Shechion, a Chiv, a Gufoy. You have to do it. So that's the Bach. So says the Magen Avraham, the only reason you still have to do the Bracha even though your wife did for you is because you have another obligation. But you see, if there's no other obligation, because if there would be other obligation, what's the question from Lulav and Sukkah? Lulav and Sukkah, you don't have the other obligation. So you see, there's only one obligation. What's the obligation? Light candles. So Tzadik says, if that's the only one obligation, you still say the other people could do it. So also, when you have one obligation to sit in the Sukkah, you should also have other people doing it. That's the raya that the Machzeh Shekel and the Pribigodim point out over here in the Magen Avraham.
Two brachas for that.
Good question. Why do you need two? But that's what you say. You have three brachas. Chazal and Taka three brachas. It's another discussion. Although what you're asking is another discussion. So why did Chazal say three brachas according to this understanding?
Why not Shahad Likner for lighting?
Very good question.
For somebody, even if you saw somebody else lighting.
Okay, so you see, good question. That's another question. But what does the Book of Rome just want to apply? Whatever the reason is, whatever the reason Chazal decided to use three, to use two, to put it out there, it's all a chiyuv of adlaka. Because if not, today's question doesn't make it. And this comes negiah to us. Because now we're asking, what happens if a person has no candles? So you say, Shasanesim. According to this understanding, no. Because your chiyuv is only a chiyuv when you're madlik. Now why is three not two? Good question. But lemais, that's the chiyuv. But the other Shulchan Aruch tells us not. Even if you're lighting in a home, Shulchan Aruch Tafir Yanzayin, you still have a chiv to do. That's the Bach. That's the Shulchan Aruch Tafir Yanzayin, as the Goyim points out, that argues. The Chur there is saying there is a chiv, even though they live for your home. Chur. Furthermore, there is a Rishon that says in Meferish. This case. Look at the Miri number two. Number two, top of the page, says the Miri. Nisha'ein loy ladlik. Ve'einu b'mokom she'ef shalo liroys. He's not madlik. He's not a place he could be. Yesh oimin shevivoich la'atzoi shosonisim v'shechiyonu. Both. On his own. No neiris. Why? V'layla v'shechiyonu shosonisim v'chol ha'leilos v'advorim nirim. That's what he says. So he says, you have to do a bracha even if you have no candles, says the Miri. Because shosonisim and shechiyonu is not a bracha on hadlaka. It's a bracha on the time. No, because you say Shechinah only for Zman Lazman, like the Taz says. Shmochu, let us live and come to Chanukah. We say thank you for the Chanukah. It obviously has to do with the Chag, but it has to do with Adlaka. So you see in the Miri, not. Now, the Shtabur brings this Miri in the Shar Tzion. I wrote about Bir Alocha, it's a mistake, it's Shar Tzion. Shar Tzion, he brings it, but he's not so sure if we follow it or not. If you look at the Bir Alocha, Shar Tzion, again, it's number 17. It says Bir Alocha, Shar Tzion. So he says like this. We'll start the Mishnah. Mishnah number 16 says, to say the bracha, if you forgot, if you did not look, if you forgot to do shechiyonu, don't do shechiyonu afterwards. Says the Bir Alocha, there's no shechiyonu at all. You could do shechiyonu anywhere. Do kaiel etzem a yom tev. You're doing on the time. You're not doing on the candles. Ela chetchilo sobku zeh zman adlako. Ukein svaras yitzav meiri. Brings the meiri. Vezel shayim sheino daalik veino makosh tzedva yesh loyim shoyer ratzo shosrisu shechiyano. Play with shosrisu chalei zornim adkan l'shaynei and ends the shartzion betzarech iyun. He's not sure about it. Now, according to what we're learning, that's exactly the machlekes. That's exactly the discussion between these two shulchan aruchs. I mean, the two shittas and the rishonim. Do you have a chiyuv to do it if the life of you at home? If you're saying it's a chiyuv on you to do shechiyanu and zman, yes, you do. And if you're saying no, it's not a chiyuv to do it, it's really, it's part of that adlaka. If you're adlaka, that adlaka will be the tools of this thing. If you look, the last one I'm coming for today, if you look at the Biur Halacha, number 18, that's in Hilchos Purim. And Hilchos Purim, he says, question is, again, if you do shechiyanu or not. We're talking about there, when we're speaking on Purim, and you do shechiyanu if you do not have a Megillah. So he says over here, he's reading on site, he brings, you have to have kavana to do shechiyanu, also for Mishlach Monas, the Purim, and that's what he says. And he says over there, and if a person did not have a Megillah, do you say shechiyanu or not? He says, some say you have to say it because you had a nace that day. Says the Biur Halacha, the Biur Halacha brings over here, we'll start with what we have. He says, Yeshem the real Levarach, we more k'tzio, skipping a few lines over here, he says you have to do like any other zman, you have to do it. Yom Kippur, he brings all these cases, and he says after Adkan Lashon, he says we made the feast for us, we work zman let some yom pitokos shenis shahaboy, kevavavach gamkin brikas shasanisim. Says the Biur Halacha the same way you say zman even without any Megillah. Or without anything else, she says shasanisim. When matzasi meiri al Shabbos li'an Chanukah, what do you mean in Purim? So she brings the meiri. It's the same thing. Mishaylo, right? I'm reading on in this Biur Halacha. He brings the meiri, all the Biur Halacha, and he says that kind of shayne. And then he brings the question. We continue on speaking of the Ketziah, and he says everything. Achega matzah b'kiyaze the shayne is im elu megillah yevor shechiyanu ach lo yevor because shasanisim. אבל אחרי כל זה גם שחיונו לא יבוא, אחרי כל השני, ולא ידע באיזה אחרי, אם יישא, I don't understand, וצורך אינו למייסה, so the Biur Halacha quotes it also over here, you see, applies it also regarding Purim. So comes out, from what we learned, that if a person does not have candles, and a person does not have this, all these, does not have the way to be yoytze, and he doesn't have a way to see the candles or to light the candles, the question is Shas Sanisim Shechiyanu is a standalone bracha or not? Or he's going on that halacha. We said, L'chur Shechiyanu, that's what's the Biur Halacha, what we see in L'chus Megillah, is the Shechiyanu is even more so, should be on the time like any other moed. Right? Why should it be different than any other moed? I saw someone bring a thing that they say that maybe the pshat is that Shechiyanu and Chanukah is not in the time. Time is only when you have time, Kedushas Yom Tov. If you have Kedushas Yom Tov, it's not in the time, it's only in the mitzvah. So that's why there's some that argue. But the Mishtabur Biur Halacha says, L'chur, you should be saying Shechiyanu if you don't have the way to do it. And he brings them here that should be shasanisim. And the way we learn this is really totally in the machlekes. Does a person have any chiyuv to still like him to say these brachas if they lit for him at home or not? What do we learn? We did it over there. We learned there that the halacha is sofek brachas lahakel. But said the Magen Avraham, you can have kavana not to be yaitze. So that will be a shara. I'm leaving with a question because it's a very, if you have no way to light candles, not even one candle, and you have someone lighting for you at home, should you have kavana not to be yaitze with the second and third bracha and do it on your own? The pasha is we didn't see anybody saying it, but that's what come out interesting in Kritim Miri. When they bring Nefkamina for us, Lamaise, you have to end Lamaise. The really question is, what is the kavana that you have when you do the bracha? That's what I think. More than these things is very complicated because the question is where we go with. But here it comes out when you think you're lighting candles of Chanukah and you have a kavana to do for the adlaka. But when you're doing Shasanisim and you're doing Shechiyanu, the question is, are you mechaven, because you're lighting candles, shosanisim for the candles, shechiyanu to light the candles, or you didn't shosanisim in general that we got the Chanukah? Are you saying shechiyanu the fact that we got the Chanukah? That really will be totally in this machlekes. Just to end, is that the Chor, first of all, the Magen Avraham, you see the Ramah, to mention before, number 8, say you do all the brachas before you light the candles. Some argue and say they do only the first bracha before you light the candles, and then as you're doing the next ones, you say the brachas. That could be the machlekes. You do it for the candles or not. And finally, is what we saw at the beginning. Rashi asks, what's the difference between Shasanisim and Shechiyanu? He has to come with an answer. What's the big problem? The fact that Rashi equates the two tells you that maybe they have the same halacha. And if Shechiyonu could do without an heir, maybe Shasani should be the same thing. Something to think about. We'll leave that as a question. Everybody should have a Freilich Hanukkah, should be able to use all the brachas and the highlights of Hanukkah to elevate herself. And Be'ez Hashem, next week we're off. We'll be back here, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 weeks.
If you want this lighting.